Last year, LKSD hired an education expert to help overhaul its policies and practices for preventing student sexual abuse. Dr. Janet Berry audited the district's hiring practices, staff trainings, and other areas for sexual abuse prevention. After many improvements made over the past year, she says the district is in good shape to protect its students.
What LKSD is doing now in the system they've created is to stop abuse before it starts.
Berry says part of the system is identifying and banning inappropriate behaviors that adults can use to sexually groom students. In this week's school board meeting, board members took action towards listing examples of those prohibited behaviors explicitly in its own district policies. Some of those behaviors include texting or messaging particular students frequently, being overly touchy with a student, or being alone with a student behind closed doors at school. LKSD also updated its procedures for handling reports of inappropriate sexual behaviors. The report will now be reviewed by a three-person team consisting of the district superintendent, human resources director, and safety officer. The district's previous policy did not clearly state who would be responsible for investigating a report. The district also created a checklist for school principals to follow if they receive a report of inappropriate behavior. And the district updated its training for staff and volunteers to identify and report inappropriate behaviors they see. Berry praised LKSD's efforts.
It is simply the best, most engaging, most complete training that I have seen in any school district.
These improvements come on the heels of former Bethel Elementary School principal Christopher Carmichael's arrest and conviction of sexual abuse crimes against children. LKSD Superintendent Hankins said she couldn't speculate whether the updated policies and processes would have prevented Carmichael from abusing students.
All I can say is the purpose of the audit was to examine existing policies and procedures, advise us of ways we can continue to improve and really work to promote student health and well-being.
In her final notes to the district, Berry said LKSD should add more specific guidelines for investigations and codify the list of banned inappropriate behavior into LKSD's policies. Superintendent Hankins says the district is working on adding those changes. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kemp.